USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy has cost a Florida man his life. A 24-year-old Honduran immigrant who's charged with murder had crossed the U.S. border illegally months earlier while posing as an unaccompanied minor. Yuri Noel Medina Oloa was arrested October 7th in Jacksonville after allegedly killing 46-year-old Francisco Javier Cuellar, a father of four who had taken in the immigrant who told authorities he was 17 years old. New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy narrowly won re-election Wednesday. The Associated Press called the race Wednesday evening as votes were still uncounted. Republican candidate Jack Citarelli's spokesperson, Sammy Williams, disputed the call because of the close margin, calling it irresponsible by the news outlet. A recount has been requested. Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Working from home?
Home. Crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.